And we are back, 47, almost 48 minutes after 10 o'clock, your Mellow Joy Coffee Time. In 367-1240, our phone number, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation. Don't hesitate to do so. However, when we do have a guest, or in this case, guests in studio, we ask that you try and keep it consistent with the topic. But again, if you're aware of a traffic problem or trapped under something heavy and I'm the only one you can call, don't hesitate to give us a call. Don't want to see you trapped under that rock too long. As we welcome back into the studios, Christy Oliver with the LSU Ag Center, and once again, special guest, one of the 4-H students, Alix. How are you folks today?
We're doing well.
Good.
I'm good.
Good to see you. You guys are back from Galveston,
We had a terrific weekend. We bought some junior leaders on an awards trip to Galveston, and I'll let Alix talk about some of the things that they did while in Galveston.
Well, we got there on, what was it, Friday afternoon-ish, so we went straight to Slitterbond before we checked into our hotel.
Of course, that would be the first thing you do.
Yeah, it was really fun. Even though it was supposed to rain, I got sunburnt, so I'm not disappointed. And then on Saturday, we went to Moody Gardens, which I've never heard of, so I didn't know. I didn't think I was going to like it, but it was actually really, really cool. They had, like, an aquarium. They had a rainforest park.
Are they next to each other? Are they sort of a combined park?
Yeah, it's kind of like you walk through. They have like a walkway. Yeah, it's really nice. I didn't think I was going to like it, but that was like one of my favorite parts. They had like a ropes course, and they had like this SpongeBob type thing and this Leonardo da Vinci exhibit. It was really cool.
Da Vinci, not DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just curious. Yeah.
I like both of them. So
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, so we had a really good time, and we finished our trip at the, it was a Texas Air Museum on Galveston Island, where they had a lot of aircraft from the different wars, particularly World War II. And we headed back to Iberia Parish on Sunday.
There wasn't a bit of a service aspect to that trip?
Well, we didn't have any service. It was more of a celebration for this particular trip. But we do try to make sure it's at least educational. And Moody Gardens was very educational.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. We also, on Wednesday, had gone to 4-H Day at the Capitol. So, and I know we talked about that the last time. And actually, we didn't get to speak to our representatives and senators like they wanted because they're in session right now. But the kids got to go behind the scenes and see the committee rooms. And some of the kids actually got to go into the committees and listen to what was going on and see how their government was at work for them.
Yeah. Were they at least aware you were there?
They were, absolutely.
Good. Because it's important that at least they know you're there, watching, keeping an eye. And, again, as they work on those budgets and how they might affect higher education or the LSU Ag Center, good to know that there
was so active. It was a good trip. And Monday, I think we had talked to, we had went to the zoo. I think I was here last week.
Right.
So I got 2 weeks in a row, so special treat for us. We went to the zoo with our younger 4-H'ers as an awards trip, the Zoosiana, and it was a great time.
Very good. So what's next?
What's next? Our office is full of 4-H'ers as we speak. We have our Solutions Unlimited team currently training. We have in the office right now, we also have our plant science team. They are training for 4-H University. This is open to 8th to 12th graders who are going to be competing in July, in June, third week of June. So that's right around the corner at LSU for, I guess, bragging rights and possibly some trips. So we're really excited. We also have 4-H'ers who are competing to be members of several state boards. And also we have a 4-H'er this year who wants to be state 4-H parliamentarian.
Okay.
So that's a big deal. And I think it's just the experience of them trying out for these roles, these leadership roles is an experience in itself. It gives them some life skills.
Maybe they could pass some of that on to some of the folks in office to learn
maybe
parliamentary skills.
Our 4-H'ers, I would put our 4-H'ers and many 4-H'ers, you know, in the surrounding parishes, they know their parliamentary procedures, and I think they can run a meeting just as good as any adult. So that's a big thing, you know, in 4-H parliament, the teaching parliamentary procedure. So that's one thing that we do. Another thing that we're working on is 4-H camp. We're going to be going in July, and that's our 4th to 6th graders. So we're looking forward to that. And I know Alix is coming with us. She's coming as a counselor this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. So what are you looking forward to at camp this year?
This is my first year as a counselor, so I'm actually really excited. I don't really know what to be excited for because I haven't been since sixth grade. So I'm kind of excited for the whole shebang.
So sixth grade is the last year you can attend that?
That particular camp, yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, but we ask older 4-H'ers to come back and serve as counselors. That's another good leadership experience for those students.
Yeah, it was not related to 4-H, but in the school system I grew up, all sixth graders had a week at a camp. And as a senior, I got to be a camp counselor as well. And what a hoot it was. And, you know, it's funny how that 1 week developed so many other relationships, mm-hmm. with those other camp counselors. And then years later, you run into those students and they remember, hey, you were our counselor in camp. And
right, absolutely.
It's cool.
Absolutely. Camp is special because there's so many aspects of camp that the kids don't realize that they're learning. Many kids may have never been away from home, and it teaches them independence. It also teaches them working with other people. Also, the activities that are done at camp, you learn. So I don't think they think they're having fun, but they're really learning. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of sneaky.
There you go. Are you working on your sneak attack teaching?
Yeah, I'm interested.
There you
I'm
go.
Really excited.
I mean, how much involvement do they have as far as the curriculum, or are they just sort of guiding what curriculum you kind of put
they're
out?
They're group leaders, and yeah. They're also in the cabins with the junior 4-H members. They their hands, it's completely hands-on without our volunteers and our youth volunteers like Alix. I don't think camp would be as successful. There is staff, hired staff, that does teach the different educational tracks. And we have lifeguards out there for, you know, safety on the pond and in the pool. But, you know, volunteers are very important to, I think, any nonprofit and particularly our 4-H programs.
There you go. Where's the camp?
Our camp is at in Pollock, Louisiana. Okay, I guess it's actually Fishville.
Yeah.
It is called Camp Grant Walker.
Yeah, I asked that because Hunter was there just over the weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
On, what was it, a shooting competition?
Yeah, it was
competition.
A Y-Heck shooting competition.
I've heard of that before.
Very cool. And we do have shooting sports in our 4-H program. So, Hunter, you know, you're welcome to come and work with us in 4-H. So, we're always looking for volunteers and our new members. So, another thing that we're going to be doing coming up, I talked about 4-H University. We're going to be leaving the third week of this in June. We also have 4-H camp. I feel like there's something I'm missing because we don't stop. Oh, next Wednesday, if you have a child that is interested in showing livestock, that's considered our swine project, lamb, also the cow, as well as the goat projects. We are going to be having a meeting at the 4-H office on Wednesday night to talk to parents and the youth about this particular event. It's for Sugarcane Festival. So this is our final meeting. So if you're interested and you have a child that's interested in showing for Sugarcane Festival, give our office a call at 369-4440, and we can point you in the right direction.
There you go. Anything else going on?
Oh, there's always so much going on.
Well, sure.
We're also working on state records, and Alix is a three-time winner with records. So I'm going to let her talk to you about state records.
Well, basically, I've done state records for a really long time, but 2 years ago was my first time putting it into the state competition. And during doing it, it wasn't fantastic because I waited to the last minute. And me and Miss Christie stayed at the office the night before it was due until 11:30, trying to get everything done. I really learned time management that year.
Mm-hmm.
But I won. So I got to go to New Orleans and Baton Rouge for the 7th and 8th grade educational trip. And then last year, I did the same project, and I turned it into the state. And this, I won top 20 in the state and got to go to Atlanta, Georgia for National 4-H Congress, which was really cool. And this year, I'm turning in it for the third time, hoping to win top 10, a trip to Disney World.
What kind of records are we keeping?
Well, all depends on your project. Like, mine was poultry because I show poultry, so that was kind of my project focus. But it's basically, like, your leadership you do throughout the year, community service, you write a story, and you do, like, pictures throughout the year. And it's kind of, like, who has the best and most, like, your leadership, which relates to your project focus. So, like, however much leadership or community service I do with poultry throughout the year. So,
very good. Got a caller on the line. We'll see if it's a question or comment for our guests. Hi, you're in the air.
I went to that camp about 6 years ago as a chaperone with my son, and I enjoyed it. The parents should send their kids, get them away from them games. You know, everything's outdoors. It's very fun. Parents should even go. It's enjoyable. I think it's something everyone should check out at, you know, at least one summer.
Very good. Appreciate the call and the input.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call. 367-1240. I would imagine it's somewhat limited as to how many parents
we do
you can bring in. You want a few chaperones,
right?
I guess.
We do bring some adult chaperones. This year, we're bringing a school leader who's a teacher, as well as an alumni who has chaperoned for us before, and they go through background checks. So and also special training, how to work with, you know, these youth. We do have kids who get homesick. But that's part of the learning experience, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay to get homesick. We're human. You know, especially if you've never been away from your parent and you're a little fourth or fifth grader and sixth grader. You know, it's okay. It's part of life. Everybody gets scared at some point about something. And it's just a good experience. And, you know, on that Friday morning when we bring them back, they're so excited, you know, that they lasted all week and they can tell their parents, you know, I was scared, but it's okay. I learned something.
I witnessed this to some degree, until they get that first positive experience. And then all of a sudden it opens so many doors once they have that first, you know, positive
and
experience.
And we tell them, y'all are so brave for, you know, overcoming your fears, whatever that fear is. It might be. I had a child a couple of summers ago. She was scared of, I guess, getting in the kayaks. And she was like, oh, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Put her in the kayak. All of a sudden, I got a big smile on her face, and she didn't want to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all these experiences. We have archery at camp. We have got shotgun at camp. We've got line dancing at camp, you know. So there's a lot of experiences. A lot, and there's also at our 4-H camps, we have educational programs. So our kids might go into something with food science. They might have a track that they go in and learn about the wetlands. There might be something about outdoors, being in the outdoors. So there's a lot to learn at 4-H camp. You're not only just doing recreational activities, but you're also doing project-focused learning. So, you know, camps are a great experience. And I know I've mentioned in the past time that I came, there are camp doesn't stop in sixth grade. We have a seventh and eighth grade camp. We have a ninth or 12th grade camp. So there's a lot in 4-H. I think there's something for everybody. And I think some of the adults that volunteer, they have just as much fun as the kids do.
Yeah, obviously things have changed since perhaps you were at camp.
Oh, absolutely.
But do you guys do, in referring back to the caller, try and limit their use on their devices?
Right. Cell phones are not allowed at camp.
Oh, cool.
For this particular camp, because they're going to be on it the whole time. Now, for safety reasons, I do have my counselors. They have a cell phone, you know, for them to, if they need to get in touch with me or get in touch with somebody at our main little office at here camp, you know. But, you know, we want them to unplug you know, gain friendships. And this is a good place. I mean, I've known people who have met at camp and are different parishes and are still friends to this day.
Yeah.
So this is a good time for them to unplug, learn, meet new people, have some new life experiences. And I think at any camp, that's the goal.
Yeah. Very good. And appreciate the comment and, again, the call earlier. 367-1240, our phone number, if you do want to jump in. Anything else you want to discuss?
We have so much going on. You know, like we mentioned, I think, last week, you know, 4-H is open all year. We don't stop. I know people think that we stop for the summer. We're full speed ahead right now in our office. I'm probably going to have kids in the office till 6 o'clock this evening, working on 4-H University and 4-H state records. You know, people out there who want to volunteer, we would love to have, you know, people volunteer for the program, contact our office, you know, things that you might be interested in. Shooting sports, that's something that that has become very popular in our area, with, you know, the Louisiana culture. You know, we're the sportsman's paradise. I love shooting sports because it teaches the kids responsibility. It teaches them safety. It gives them the, I think, that meaningful adult-child relationship, that relationship that they need. We actually have kids who've gone to state this year, and I have a couple of them that we're kind of a baby compared to parishes like St. Martin. St. Martin has had their shooting sports program a lot longer than we have. So they've had kids go to Nebraska for national 4-H competition. So we have kids that have goals this year.
Are they doing, say, like St. Martin, are they doing more than just archery?
We're strictly archery right now. We hope to expand. We need more volunteers to expand. We're very lucky to have gotten grants and support from the community. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome group of adult volunteers that help out and are very well respected by our youth. So, you know, that's something, you know, that we're going to be offering our youth again at the beginning of the school year. And it's going to be it's a lot of fun. The kids enjoy it.
Very good.
So do you have anything to share with any of these people who are listening, Ms. Alex?
I want to talk about my NCD interview.
Okay.
So at 4-H University this year.
What kind of interview?
It's National Conference Delegation.
Okay.
Which is a trip to Washington, D.C. And you have to send in an application. So just to even get accepted for the interview. And luckily, my application was accepted. So the Tuesday night of 4-H, I go to an interview. And if I make, they take the top two boys and top two girls to go and represent, be an ambassador for Louisiana 4-H. And get to talk to federal agencies about whether it's education or FBI, stuff like that. And I really hope that I get to go.
When is that?
Well, I wouldn't go to D.C. until April 8th of next year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but so. she's practicing. We're practicing right now for her interview. We were doing that this morning before we came here.
But the interview is set.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely have the interview.
And when is that?
It's Tuesday, the Tuesday we leave, third week in June.
Okay.
At 12:30.
Cool. Yes. At 12:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And it's a group interview, so I kind of have to try to outshine everybody else because I have a friend who I'm doing the interview with. So it's kind of like, eh,
well,
I want the trip.
A little friendly competition.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I didn't think it was going to be like as in-depth of an interview as it is, but like some of the questions Ms. Christie was asking me, I was like, wow, you really have to think about it. It's kind of like,
How much can you help, so to speak.
Well, you know
with those test questions. I assume they're test questions,
right,
not the actual.
And I'm guessing of what I can be using because they don't give me questions to.
All right.
You know, I had another child who is running for a state board. He wants to be a state parliamentarian. He had his interview over the phone, and they had a question like, "What
kitchen device do you describe yourself as?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, how would I know to ask them that question? So, you know, we're just doing our best, and I think she's learning a lot of stuff, learning a lot about our parish 4-H program, our Louisiana state program. What does 4-H do for the youth of the state, of the nation? There's so much. So she's learning, and we're just going to do our best. I think that's the main thing that we're going to do.
Bread mixer. That's the proper answer.
He said a blender.
I thought about blender, but that's what I would use most probably in the kitchen for various reasons. Smoothies mainly.
Smoothies,
sure.
Great. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe other things, but
I'm very excited. I don't know what they're going to ask me, so I have to just kind of keep it calm.
But I think about what a bread mixer does, putting different ingredients together to come up with something that is good for you.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah. As opposed to other utensils that break down stuff, you know, cut and dissect. And
healthy living.
Yeah. Anyway, just a thought. Feel free to use that one.
Okay.
You know, feel free if it comes up. So, again, 4-H continues again in the schools, of course, in the school. Once school begins again in August, explain again to parents who might have a incoming fourth grader, and not that it has to be an incoming fourth grader, but again, that process, should they want to get there, encourage their student
right,
to jump in.
We meet with schools in August, and at that time, we give out information on how to join. We give out our first Clover Chatter. Now, for some reason, if your child misses that meeting, call our office, and we can get you set up. point you in the right direction to have joined in membership. You know, throughout the year, there's different activities. We have contest days. Our first one is usually Spring Contest Day, which has bicycle rodeo.
Fall Fun Day, Miss Christie.
Fall Fun Day. I'm dropping. And we have cookeries at that one in particular. And then we go into Spring Contest Day and Journey into Jobs. Journey into Jobs is a job interview that the kids get to do, as well as a talent show. So throughout the year, there's contests, but there's other opportunities. If you're not a person that wants to do a contest and you might just like to draw, we even have poster contests. We have essays, you know, for kids. We have a few kids that really like to write. So we have a honeybee essay contest. There's something for everybody in 4-H. Mm-hmm. So we're really proud of the program and of our youth and the volunteers that help so much in this parish. We're very, pleased with what we have.
Very good.
Very lucky.
Anything else before we let you guys go?
I think we have covered quite a bit today.
All right. Well, once again, I appreciate you coming by. And again, parents, as you are listening, or possibly students listening, but I have a feeling it's more parents and grandparents listening, but you want to encourage your kids to get involved in 4-H once that time comes about. I'm guessing if they haven't previously been in 4-H, the summer activities.
Activities, we do have a kids chef camp in July, the first week of July, and that is going to be held for 4th to 6th graders. So that's another activity that we have coming up.
But they would have had to have been involved in 4-H
yes,
previously.
Correct.
Yeah.
But we would love to, you know, if there's any questions, give us a call at the office, 369-4440. We do have a very active Facebook page where I know a lot of our adults use Facebook page nowadays. So if you want to see what's going on in the parish, we post a lot of pictures. We post a lot of things that we do in the 4-H program. So it's all there for you. Call our office. We would love to talk to you about the opportunities that you're for your child in 4-H.
There you go. Also, lsuagcenter.com.
Yes, sir.
Look for 4-H page there. Go to the Iberia page, 4-H page. And again, lsuagcenter.com. Christy Oliver, always a pleasure. And Alex, thanks for coming by today as well.
Thank you all so much.
You bet.